Well, that was Sounds of Leona Lewis on this one titled Better in Time, bringing us exactly at 4 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. A very good afternoon to you, and welcome to The Crossover, the only show that I keep you company on Sundays from the hour of six to the hour, not the hour of six, pardon me. You see, these things of going away for some time, away from the mic, you know, away from the headphones, and then you come back, you know, sometimes they play with your mind, to be honest. You forget, right? So I was away for a whole week. I wasn't with you the previous Sunday, and I informed those who were listening that I will not be around. I'll only be around today, the 27th of July, which also happens to be the last Sunday in the month of July. Yeah. Yes. So I was mentioning the fact that I will be in your company, that is from this hour until the hour of 6 o'clock. And from the hour of 6 o'clock, you will be with my colleague, Hende Walenga, that is on Eagle Spot Zone, and he will be in your company from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8 o'clock tonight. So welcome, welcome. I hope wherever you are tuning us from, you are having a great Sunday afternoon. To my surprise, I was only gone for a week, and I came back on Friday, and I found clouds and lightning in the city, and I was like, what the hell is going on here? And just a few minutes later, it did not even take long, it started to rain. And I was like, rain in July, which one is this one? And of course, last night, I saw other parts it rained, but where I stay, well, there were just like a few showers, and then it stopped. It didn't rain like the previous night, which was on a Friday. And I still see clouds, so it looks like clouds are gathering, and probably it will rain later this afternoon or evening. I'm not sure. And I don't know if it will rain where you are, because I don't know where you are currently, but I'm in Klerksdorp, and I can see right through the window that the clouds are gathering. And I know rain clouds, right? I know rain clouds, because rain clouds are usually darker. So you know if they are up there, the likelihood of us having rain is very high. Yeah? So good afternoon to you, and welcome. I feel happy to be in your company. I was gone for quite some time, and one thing I realized is that you actually do miss being on air. As much as when you are on air, you wish you could go on a holiday and all that, you know, just stay away. You know, stay away from the mic for some time. But then when you get a chance to stay away for some time from the mic, and then you start missing it. So I don't know. It is what it is. So I am so happy being back in your company. And yeah, I hope you are having a great one wherever you are. I will shortly get into today's crossover. Let me just go back to the Sounds of the Manhattans with Kiss and say goodbye. And after this one, I will come get into our services or the products that we offer. And after that, our welcoming song will follow suit. And on the other side, we will get to find out what we are, you know, conversing about on this beautiful Sunday. Yeah? Do not go away. Of course, this is your one and only talk radio station, Eagle FM. And you are in the company of your girl, Abigail, until the hour of six.
I'm here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
To meet you here today, there's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do.
If only you knew. Sounds of Patti LaBelle. Great sounds for a lovely Sunday afternoon. And of course, it is now 17 past the hour of 4 o'clock. And if you just tuned in, welcome. You are now listening to The Crossover. That is with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6 this afternoon. And of course, I hope you are having a great Sunday wherever you are. And of course, I hope it also rained where you stay or where you live, you know. Because one thing about this window grain is that it will rain some other parts, you know, but then not rain other parts. And I feel like the weather on Friday was really nice. It was so nice after the rain. So that's why I'm saying that I hope it rained where you live or where you find yourself as well. Because it was really a nice experience. You know, it's in July. We hardly, or let me just say, we never experienced rain during this time in Windhoek, to be specific. It could be different for other parts of the country, but I'm speaking for Windhoek. We don't receive rain during, you know, this season or this month, you know, of July. So it is something new. And of course, we appreciate, we appreciate. I'm just hoping that these rain showers, they are not coming back with the cold, because I also realized that the cold is somehow also gone. And my hope is that it completely goes. It's so windy outside. Like, I can literally see these branches on a tree, you know, moving so strongly. So I believe the wind outside is very, very, very strong. Yeah. And the clouds, they are still somehow up there. So I don't know what is happening there. Yeah. Nevertheless, let me get on with my show, whether it rains or not. It's all good. I'm all good. And I also happened to forget my specs. I don't know how I forgot them. I honestly don't know, but yeah, I hope I will be able to soldier on without them, because sometimes I get dizzy when I look at letters with my bare eyes. Yeah, that's a difficult part sometimes. So let's hope that is not going to happen today, right? We are a business, you know, as Eagle FM, and this is something that I always start off with right here on the crossover, you know, just to remind you that we are a business and we do offer certain services that you could buy from us if you find yourself in need of them. And the first service that I will start off is with our outside broadcasting, all our streaming services. In a case where you find yourself needing an audience to get a message across to them, and just not an audience, but a wider audience, well, we do have the audience and we do have the services to get your message to that wide audience. And it's very easy. All you need to do is contact us for that particular service. And wherever you are in Namibia or outside Namibia, there is a team readily available that will come to you and make sure that your message is reached or is received by the wide audience you wish to send the message to. And this message can be an event, a meeting, or whatsoever. Best believe that there is a team that is available and they will come to you wherever you are. That is our outside broadcasting van, right? Now we move to our e-paper, which is free. Remember that our sister e-paper provides summaries of business and economic news as well as policy development news in the country. So if you are not yet subscribed, believe me, you are missing out, because the digital copy is free and it comes out 3 times in the week. That is every Mondays, every Wednesdays, as well as Fridays. Yeah. So in case you are not yet subscribed to our e-paper and you are wondering how that happens, well, let me tell you, it's very easy. All you need to do is save this particular number or the following number, 081-204-144. That is the number you need to save. You can save it the Villager newspaper, so it's easy for you to recall in case you don't subscribe in that moment. You just rather save the number. So save it, the Villager newspaper. So the number is 081-204-144. After you have saved the number, go on your WhatsApp and send a WhatsApp message. Not a text message, not an iMessage, not an RCS. No, a WhatsApp message. So you can, you know, just send a message saying that subscribe me or subscribe. After that, you wait for a response that is going to indicate to you that you have been subscribed to our e-paper, and, you know, wait for Monday so you can receive a free copy, and then you will now be assured that you are subscribed and you are receiving a digital copy on these particular days that I mentioned, Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as Fridays. We also have our complimentary apps, such as the Imba app. The Imba app is a compilation of different hymn books. I always say that we live in an era where we can't be, you know, going around carrying hymn books, because they can be quite heavy, you know. Especially if you have nowhere to carry them, they could be quite heavy for your palms or your hands. And this is where the Imba app comes into play as a convenience for you. All you need to do is go on your app store and download it and save it on your smart device. Our Eagle FM app as well. well, is a very convenience, right? Number one is that you can listen to us on the Eagle FM app wherever you are, as long as you have data or you have an internet connection. You will be able to listen to me like right now. I'm on air. You can tune in and listen to me. Number two is that you don't have to sit in one place. You will not be glued in one place. You will be able to move around and still stay tuned in onto the radio, the live shows that are airing on air. That is number two. Number three is that it offers opportunities for businesses to increase their products as well as services visibilities that is across different consumers. So we have a digital billboard on our Eagle FM app. For those of us who have the app, you will see that when you go on the app, there is a digital app where advertisements are on. And if you find yourself also having a business and you'd like this opportunity, you know, to increase your products as well as services of visibility that is to different consumers, or do not hesitate to contact us for this particular service. And also another thing is that our social media will remains the most active in the country, to be honest. And this means that you as a business owner, or you as a person who has a product or services and you are looking for different consumers, we are your go-to person or your go-to team. Because with us having these numbers, that means that you are going to have an opportunity to enhance your product as well as your brand visibility. So in a nutshell, that is us, that is Eagle FM. So if you are looking for any of these services, do not hesitate to contact us for those services. And remember that when you do that, I get paid. Yes, it is now 26 past the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you if you just tuned in. Well, today we have a very interesting discussion. Yeah, it is very interesting. It is something that I just thought of. Like, I don't think I have ever spoken about it on the crossover, and it just happened to, you know, get my attention and decide that, okay, this is what we are going to discuss Sunday, the 27th of July, 2025. And without any time wasting, allow me to play us our welcoming song. And on the other side, we will now get into what we are discussing today, what is on the plate, what is on the menu on this Sunday afternoon. Here is Sounds of Mary J. Blige on this one, titled Good Morning Gorgeous. I know it's not morning, but yes, it is a Sunday gem.
It's so hard just holding on and even picking up a phone. It's hard enough to be, hard enough to stay, hard enough to be alone. I'm just trying to move along. Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't healthy. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Dry my eyes, it's time to fight. Seems like I'm always against me. Seems like this is never ending. And I refuse to let it end me. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I need my peace. Oh, I need my peace. Oh, oh. I wake up every morning and tell myself, good morning, gorgeous. Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say, good morning, gorgeous. No one else can make me feel this way. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning. Good morning, gorgeous. All the times that I hated myself, all the times that I wanted to be someone else, all the times that I should have been gentle with me, all the times that I should have been careful with me. Why did I hate myself? myself.
Why did I hate
so intensely? Lord, help me. I wake up every morning and tell myself,
good morning, gorgeous.
Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say,
to the light.
Oh, I can just make you understand the love of life.
It is the sounds of Maxwell on this one titled A Lifetime. And before this one, Mary J. Blige came through with a song titled Good Morning Gorgeous. Yes, I know it's not morning time, but one thing that I love about that song is how motivating it is, you know, into self-love. You shouldn't wait for somebody to come to you and say, good morning, beautiful, or good morning, handsome, when you can actually just do it. When you wake up, go straight into a mirror, if you have a mirror, and, you know, and just tell yourself, good morning, gorgeous. And you don't know how those words can go along for you in that particular day. I tried it on Friday. The first time I heard this song was on Friday, and I was like, this is a very interesting song. And I played it again and again and again, and I got hold of the lyrics, what she was singing. So basically, it's just all about self-love, you know, loving yourself, putting yourself first, caring for yourself, and all that and all that. So, you know, start tomorrow morning, you know, by saying good morning to you. You can just say this, good morning, gorgeous. How did you wake up? And that's it. You can also respond how you woke up. If you woke up fine, please tell yourself that you woke up fine. And if you did not wake up fine, please tell yourself you did not wake up fine. And why didn't you wake up fine? Right? So now let's get into today's conversation. What are we conversing on this beautiful Sunday afternoon? Like I said, today's topic is just something that, you know, popped up. Yeah, it popped up in my head in terms of, okay, this is something that we need to discuss at some point on the crossover, since we haven't discussed it yet before. And I was like, why not today? Yes, why not today, the 27th of July? We should get right into it. So today I decided that we are going to talk about, you know, the importance of respect. Yes, the importance of respect. You heard right. That is what we are going to be talking about. And in terms of the importance of respect, we are going to look at four discussion points. The first one being, you know, respect as the foundation of healthy relationships. We all know that. The second discussion point is respect in the digital age, navigating online interactions, because that is also one aspect sometimes that becomes really blurry when it comes to respect. The third discussion point is on, you know, self-respect. The starting point for respecting others. And the last discussion point is on respect as a catalyst for positive change in society. Right? I believe that we all know what is respect. I believe we know that if we don't know what respect is, then I don't know. I honestly don't know. Well, respect is a complex, you know, a multifaceted concept, but at its core, you know, at the bottom of it, it refers to a feeling of deep admiration or esteem for someone or something, which is coupled with due regard for their feelings, their wishes, their rights, as well as inherent worth, right? So in a nutshell, that is respect. So it is complex, and, you know, it has a lot of concepts to it. But at the bottom of it, if we have to now describe what respect is, it refers to a feeling of deep admiration or esteem for someone or something, coupled with due regard for their feelings, you know, wishes, you know, their rights, as well as inherent worth. So we are going to break down the key components of what respect could look like. And then from then, we will move to our first point of discussion, which is respect as the foundation of healthy relationships. So now breaking down what respect could be. Like I mentioned, the fact that it is complex and multifaceted. So the first key component of respect is that it's high regard or esteem. So this is the admiration aspect. We respect someone for their abilities or qualities or achievements, or even simply for their position, like a teacher or an elder. So it implies valuing them positively. So that's the first key component of respect. You know, having high regard or esteem toward another person. And usually this admiration aspect, you know, is because of the abilities they have, the qualities they have, or the achievements they have received in their life, or just a simple, you know, position that they hold. And an example of this could be a teacher or an elder. We all know that we admired our teachers, to be honest. If you didn't admire your teacher, maybe it's because you were not getting along with that teacher in terms of you were not doing well in their subject, and this created a certain tension. But if you were doing well in a subject and you got along with that teacher, believe me, somehow you showed or you had a high regard for that particular teacher, or even just an elder. You know, there are those certain elders in our lives who we just simply have a high regard for them because of how positive they are towards us, right? So we end up having a high regard for them, and that is a respect, right? So basically, you respect that person because of the position they hold in life, or, you know, the qualities they hold in life, or achievements they have achieved in their life. Another key component, or the second one, is that you are considerate and you care. So this is also a sign of respect. So beyond just admiration, you know, beyond admiring somebody, respect involves actively showing care, you know, actively showing concern and consideration for another's feelings, another's needs, as well as their boundaries. So it means refraining from interfering with their privacy, their property, or well-being without good reason. So when you are considerate and when you show care to somebody, that is a sign of respect. Because remember that at the end of the day in life, we all require boundaries. We all have needs and we also have feelings. So when somebody does not show care towards you, that is a sign that can be concerning to you, like, okay, does that person respect me? You know, or when somebody does not respect your boundaries, people just want to do however they want. That can actually be a question of like, okay, does this person respect me actually? So this is the second component when it comes to respect, you know, that beyond just admiring somebody, like the first component describes the high regard or esteem key component. While respect also involves actively showing care to the next person, you know, showing concern. Are you fine? Are you okay? You don't look fine. What is going on? You can talk to me. You can trust me. And also, you know, consideration for another person's feelings. If you know that you wouldn't want something to be done to you, right? You become considerate of the next person's feelings in terms of, I will not do this because I am sure they are not going to feel good about this. Because putting myself in their shoes, I wouldn't feel good about it. Their needs as well as their boundaries. So in a nutshell, this component basically means that you refrain from interfering with a person's privacy, their property, or well-being without good reason. The third component is recognition of worth or dignity. And this is perhaps the most profound aspect when it comes to respect, especially in philosophical discussions. Well, it's the idea that all persons, simply by virtue of being human, possess an inherent dignity that demands respect. So this recognition, respect, means treating everyone as an end in themselves. You know, as philosopher Immanuel Kant put it, rather than merely as a means to an end. It's the basis for treating people equally and justly, regardless of their differences. So this key component or this aspect of respect, well, talks about recognizing somebody's worth, you know, not taking advantage of people and also respecting their dignity. Does not matter that this person has one leg, so I'm going to treat them differently from the next person who has two legs. No. Because one thing about us humans is that, you know, we possess an inherent dignity that demands respect from those around us. And another one is, you know, acceptance and inclusivity. Respect means accepting others for who they are, even when they are different from you or you don't agree with their opinions. It's about acknowledging and valuing diversity. And the perfect example of this component when it comes to respect that I would give is, you know, respecting people's feelings. When I come to you and I tell you that I don't like how you speak to me, you just need to accept that and be inclusive in the manner that you respect what I am saying to you, whether you agree with it, whether you don't agree with it. At the end of the day, that's my opinion of how you speak to me. And I'm telling you, I'm notifying you that I do not like how you speak to me, right? I feel small, or when you speak to me, you make me feel small. So I do not appreciate how you speak to me. So you acknowledging my feelings or what I'm saying to you, that is you showing me acceptance as well as inclusivity. And last but not least is behavioral manifestation. So while respect is a feeling, it's most powerfully demonstrated through actions. And these actions can include, you know, listening attentively, speaking politely and honestly, setting and honoring boundaries, being accountable for one's actions, being empathetic and understanding, you know, avoiding prejudice, discrimination and personal attacks, as well as upholding legitimate rules and laws. And when we talk about, you know, actions such as listening attentively, you know, when somebody is having a conversation with you and you are busy, maybe typing, or you are busy on your phone, or you are busy doing something else, that can actually be a sign of disrespect, you know, as to compared to when somebody is approaching you and they are talking to you and you look at them, you pay attention to what they are saying to you and you acknowledge receiving the message they were sending across to you. That could be an action that shows that you respect that person and you can hear them, what they are saying. And when we talk about actions such as speaking politely and honestly, you'll find people who can't speak politely. I am laughing because, you know, speaking politely sometimes can be tricky, because speaking politely when you are angry can be something that is very difficult to do, to be honest. And I am one of the people who can't speak politely if I'm angry. Like, there's no way, because in my mind, I'm like, I need to make you understand that I'm not okay, and speaking politely is not going to work. Honestly, I will definitely communicate honestly, but speaking politely, I do not see that, you know, materializing. But, you know, we are now finding out that another action of respect is speaking politely and honestly. So if we don't speak politely when we are being honest, it might show disrespect. It might also try to blare the message you are trying to send across. So we should probably learn to speak politely as well as honestly, especially when we are angry, so that the other person can try to understand where we are coming from and also respect what we are trying to tell them. Another action of respect is, you know, setting and honoring boundaries. when somebody tells you, I don't like you calling me past 9 at night because that is the time I try to sleep. Respect that. And you not understanding that boundary or honoring that boundary, it is a sign of disrespect, right? Because you're like, I don't care what you are saying. I don't care. I will do what I want to do. And I am going to call you whether it's at 10 or at 11 at night. I don't care whether you are saying that you do not pick up your phone from 9. So setting and honoring boundaries can also be a sign or an action of respect. Another action is being accountable for one's action. If you find yourself doing wrong to the next person and they account you to your actions, when you take accountability for those actions, that is you showing respect. And obviously that person is also going to have respect for you in terms of you took accountability for your actions, whether they were embarrassing, whether they were not nice, whether they were demeaning, but being accountable for your actions, that is an action of respect. And we all know that when you give respect or when you show respect, you get respect in 10 and you also get to be shown respect in 10. You know, being empathetic and understanding, it's very important to show empathy. We are human beings. We are not animals. We should always show empathy as well as understanding. If you borrowed somebody money and they are telling you, I will not be able to pay it back the way I thought I would, but here is something small and let's make an arrangement on how I'll be paying you back the money small by small until I am done. Be empathetic and understand that, okay, this person was honest enough to come to me, bring me this little amount and tell me this is the little that I can manage. And of course, moving forward, this is the arrangement on how I will try to settle the money that I owe you. Let us be empathetic as well as understanding. These are actions of respect. Let's avoid prejudice, you know, discriminations as well as personal attacks. They are not necessary. They are negative. Don't discriminate between, you know, the next person because it is not a sign of respect as well as personal attacks. Attacking people personally, it is not a sign of respect. Also, upholding legitimate rules as law, as well as laws, that is a sign of respect. If you know very well that throwing a can when you are in a car just anywhere is not a legitimate rule, you shouldn't do it. That makes you a respectful citizen of that environment. Or if you know the laws indicate that not drinking and driving, and indeed or in fact, you do not drink and drive. It's you upholding the laws and that shows that you are respectful. It is an action of respect. So in a nutshell, this is respect. And of course, the breakdown of what respect might look like or what it might feel like. Because I mentioned the fact that, you know, respect is very complex. It is something that is very complex. And we described it in a few components in what it might look like or what we might describe respect as, and also looked at actions that could show that indeed we are respectful individuals at the end of the day. Now, we will now touch at our first point of discussion, which is, you know, respect as the foundation of healthy relationships. And in this discussion point, we will look at how respect is not just a polite gesture, you know, but the absolute bedrock for any successful relationship. And when we talk about relationships, well, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's a familial or a professional, even a casual acquaintance kind of like relationship, all relationships require respect as the foundation of it, you know, it meaning healthy relationships. right? So our first discussion point really cuts to the chase, and it's on respect as the foundation of healthy relationships. Now, when we talk about respect in relationships, we are not just talking about being polite, are we? Because you can be polite and still be very disrespectful, right? You find people who are very polite, but they are very disrespectful at the same time. So it goes so much deeper than simply saying please and thank you. Though those are certainly part of it, we are talking about the absolute bedrock upon which any successful relationship is built, whether it's with your partner, whether it's with your parents, your children, your colleagues, or even the person you encounter merely just at a grocery store. So think about it this way. What happens when respect is absent in a relationship? So it's like trying to build a house on quicksand. So without respect, trust erodes. If I don't respect your opinions, your feelings, your boundaries, how can you trust that I have your best interests at heart? How can you trust that I will listen to you or treat you fairly? And when trust goes, we all know that resentment often creeps in. Small slights accumulate, unheard voices fester, and eventually that lack of respect can lead to constant conflict, emotional distance, and ultimately the breakdown of that connection. We have all seen it, unfortunately, whether in our own lives or in the lives of those around us. You know, for example, marriages crumble, friendships dissolve, family ties become strained. But on the flip side, well, you need to consider the power of mutual respect. When it comes to both parties in a relationship truly respecting each other, it creates an environment that is psychologically safe. So you will feel safe to express your thoughts, even if they are different. You will also feel safe to be vulnerable, knowing that you won't be ridiculed or dismissed. And this safety fosters open, honest communication, the kind of communication where you can truly understand each other, even when you disagree. So think about a healthy partnership. You know, respect means valuing your partner's individuality, their dreams, their space. It also means listening actively when they speak, not just waiting for your turn to talk. It means acknowledging their feelings. Even if you don't fully understand them or agree with them, it means upholding agreements and being reliable. So in a family setting, it's about parents respecting their children's growing autonomy as well as opinions, even as they guide them. So it's about children learning to respect their parents' experience and authority. And when it comes to the workplace, it means respecting your colleagues' expertise, their time, as well as their contributions, regardless of their position. So when it comes to respect as the foundation of healthy relationships, what we are picking up from this first discussion point is that, look, when you respect your friend, right? And when we talk about respect, we mean that, okay, when they give you your opinion, I mean, when they give you their opinion, you respect their opinion, right? And when they express their feelings with you, you respect those feelings. Or if they tell you certain boundaries, you respect them. Because at the end of the day, this means that they will be able to trust you and believing that you have their best interest at heart. Because if you don't have respect for your friend or your partner or your family member, that in a nutshell will just show that you do not have the best interest for me at your heart. So we need to understand that respect is the foundation of healthy relationships. I don't think any of us are in relationships that do not have respect. It can be work relationships, you know, colleagues. I don't think you get along with a colleague that you know purposely disrespect you. I don't think you get along with a family member who you know deliberately disrespects you. I don't think you will be in a relationship, a romantic relationship with someone that you know does not respect you. And I also don't think that you would have a friendship, a platonic friendship with anybody that you know they do not respect you. Maybe sometimes you vent to them and the next thing you hear, things that you were telling your friend were shared with another person and now that information is coming back to you. That is disrespect. That person did not respect you as their friend in terms of assuring you that you could be vulnerable around them and be able to share whatever you felt you needed to take out of your chest. So that is respect as the foundation of healthy relationships. So my question to you is that, what does respect truly look like in your most important relationships? What does respect truly look like in your most important relationships? You know, it could be more than what I am mentioning here. Could be not, but yes, I'd like to hear, what does respect truly look like in your most important relationships? And now we move to our second point of discussion before we go on our musical break. So the second point of discussion is, you know, respect in the digital age, navigating online interactions, right? So we just looked at how it's, you know, respect is the very foundation of healthy relationships in our physical world. But now let's turn our attention to an area that has become an increasingly dominant part of our lives. And that is the digital age, right? It's undeniable that the internet and social media have revolutionized how we connect. We can instantly communicate with people across the globe, you know, share ideas and build communities. However, this same connectivity often comes with a dark side, doesn't it? Well, the ease with which we can post, comment, and share can sometimes lead to a significant decline in respectful behavior. So one of the biggest factors here is that everyone is anonymous, you know. People are anonymous. There's a very big anonymity that takes place online. So behind a screen name or an avatar, some individuals feel emboldened to say things they would never utter to someone's face. So this online disinhibition effect can lead to a sense of detachment from the consequences of their words. So we usually see it manifest in things like, you know, cyberbullying. We all know that cyberbullying is a rampant issue, particularly among younger generations, but affecting adults as well. Adults are not excluded from cyberbullying. Sharing harmful content, you know, spreading rumors, impersonating others, or sending threatening messages. These are all acts of profound disrespect that can have devastating psychological impacts on victims. And of course, here in Namibia, reports indicate that cyberbullying is on the rise, and a significant percentage of women social media users have experienced online abuse, and this is a very, very serious concern, you know. Another thing that we see manifesting in is cancel culture. While accountability for harmful actions is important, cancel culture can sometimes devolve into a mob mentality where individuals are publicly shamed and ostracized for perceived missteps, and often without a full understanding of the context or an opportunity for genuine dialogue and redemption. And this can be very disrespectful way of, you know, handling disagreements. And also trolling and hate speech. You know, the internet unfortunately provides a platform for individuals to deliberately provoke, upset, or spread hateful messages based on race, you know, religion, gender, or other characteristics. And this is a blatant disregard for the dignity and humanity of others. And last but not least, misinformation and disinformation, which are very, very big problems, you know. Sharing unverified or deliberately false information is also a form of disrespect. You know, disrespect for truth, for intelligent discourse, and for the public's right to accurate information is actually very disrespectful. So the question now becomes, how do we cultivate respect in these virtual spaces? We have now heard that cyberbullying happens. It's a form of disrespect online. Cancel culture is also a very disrespectful way of handling disagreements, trolling and hate speech, misinformation and disinformation, which is the disrespect for truth. Now, how do we cultivate respect in these virtual spaces? It really comes down to extending the same principles we apply offline to our online interactions. You know, think of the golden rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated. If you wouldn't say it to someone face to face, you should not type it either, to be honest. If you know very well that if you were standing right in front of that person and you couldn't say these things to them, to their face, don't type it. Just leave it there. So here are a few ways on how we can foster more respectful online interactions. And this goes to everybody who are very disrespectful online. Please, let's listen attentively. The first step is to pause before you post. Take a moment to consider the impact of your words. Are your words kind? Are your words necessary? And are your words true? If there's any doubt, step back and do not post that comment. The second thing is to remember the human. Remember that behind every screen name, there's a real person with feelings, experiences, as well as vulnerabilities. Dehumanizing others online makes it easier to be disrespectful. So always remember that behind every screen name, there is actually a real person, and this real person has feelings. Another thing to do is to fast check before you share. In an age of widespread misinformation, being a responsible digital citizen means verifying information before you amplify it. Don't just take something and share it without having facts or factual information. That means whatever information you have is factual. Always fact check your information before you spread it, because believe me, when you share something online, the next person is also going to take the same thing and share it. So if it's not factual, that means you are amplifying misinformation, and misinformation is very disrespectful. And also engage in constructive criticism, not personal attacks. Disagreements are healthy, but always remember to focus on the idea, not the individual. And also be forgiving to a certain point. The online world can be misconstrued easily. Sometimes a misunderstanding is just that. So offer grace where appropriate, but also know when to disengage or report truly harmful behavior. And last but not least, well, utilize privacy settings or report mechanisms. Protect your own space and use the tools available on platforms to report content that violates community guidelines. So if you are an online user on different social media platforms or applications, one thing that we usually see is that there are tools that are available where you can report certain content, where you can report certain individuals that you feel like they are violating guidelines for that certain platform. Or just for your profile, you can report somebody so they get blocked from your profile. So utilize those privacy settings as well as reporting mechanisms to also just sometimes to block disrespectful people, because you will encounter disrespectful people online. And the only way, you know, is by blocking them or reporting them so that they don't have to disrespect you or bother you at all. It is now 9 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. We have an advent that is at 5:15. But we will be going for a musical break. And on the other side, we will come now look at our third discussion point, which is self-respect, the starting point for respecting others. That is our third discussion point. And if you just tuned in, well, we are talking about respect on this Sunday afternoon, the importance of respect. And we are looking at four discussion points when it comes to respect in our lives. And here is the sounds of a new edition on this one that is titled Can You Stand the Rain? And on the other side, Phil Collins will come through with a song titled All of My Life. I'll see you. That is on the other side. I see I have a caller. Good afternoon. Okay. I don't know what happened there, but yeah, we will continue. See you on the other side.
Everybody loves me, I'm telling you, baby, can you stand? Some things kind of have to be together, right? Imagine, pop, but no flakes. Never. Or a goal without a celebration. And friends, but no Tassenberg.
Now that's just not right. Tassenberg. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
It is sounds of Mr. Philip Collins. Yes, on this one titled All My Life. Now bringing us to 20 past the hour, 5 o'clock. I had a caller before the musical break. I don't know what happened to them, but you can still come through and call back. We have plenty of time, 40 more minutes to go before I leave you guys in the hands of Handy on the Eagle Spot Zone that is at the hour of 6. And if you just stay tuned in, today's discussion is on the importance of respect. And of course, we divided today's discussion in 4 discussion points. And the first one, yes, pardon me. Well, the first one, we looked at, respect as the foundation of healthy relationships. What role respect plays in us, having healthy relationships. And when we talk about healthy relationships, it could be romantic relationships. It could be, acquaintance relationships or familial relationships or even colleagues, workplace relationships. So that was the first discussion point for today. And after that, we looked at respect in the digital age, specifically online interactions. And all of us who are active on online, can agree at how people interact with each other online. And in most cases, it can really be disrespectful. So the reason for this particular point of discussion is to urge all of us who are active online, to try and be respectful. Interact in a manner that is respectful, is not dehumanizing to the next person. Our interactions are not received as personal attacks to the next person. And of course, now we will touch on the third discussion point, which is, self-respect. The starting point for respecting others. And usually what they say about respect is that how you respect others also shows the level of respect you hold for yourself. So, this idea might seem counterintuitive at first. We often think about respecting others, but how does respecting yourself fit into the picture? Well, I believe it's absolutely fundamental. You see, true self-respect isn't about arrogance, vanity, or thinking you are better than anyone else. But it's far from it. Instead, self-respect is a healthy and grounded appreciation for your own inherent worth. Your boundaries, your values, and your capabilities. So it's understanding that you are deserving of dignity as well as fair treatment, just like anyone else or everyone else. So think about it. If you don't truly value yourself, how can you genuinely value others at the end of the day? And if you don't believe you deserve respect, how will you recognize that others also deserve respect? So you might struggle to recognize and honor the deservingness of others. So we will now look at, how when you lack self-respect, can manifest and impact your interactions. So when you lack self-respect as an individual, you will find that you are very tolerant to disrespectful treatment. Someone with low self-respect might constantly allow others to walk all over them. They might accept verbal abuse, being taken for granted or having their boundaries repeatedly violated simply because they don't believe they deserve better. So this paradoxically can perpetuate a cycle where others continue to disrespect them and they continue to believe that's all they are worth. Another impact is difficulty setting boundaries. If you don't respect your own time, your own energy, or your emotional space, you will find it incredibly hard to say no or to establish clear boundaries in your relationships. And this can lead to burnout. This can lead to resentment as well as a feeling of being constantly exploited. And if you don't respect your own boundaries, how can you expect others to respect them? You know, projecting insecurities. On the other extreme, individuals lacking self-respect might try to compensate by being overly critical, you know, dismissive, or even aggressive towards others. They might try to tear others down to make themselves feel taller. This often stems from their own deep-seated insecurities and a lack of belief in their own worth. So they may disrespect others because they disrespect themselves, and also seeking external validation. So when self-respect is low, we often look for others for validation, constantly seeking approval or affirmation, and this can make us overly sensitive to criticism, afraid to be ourselves, and ultimately less authentic in our interactions. So authenticity is a cornerstone of genuine respect. Now let's flip the coin and then see what happens when you cultivate genuine self-respect. So when you cultivate genuine self-respect, you set healthy boundaries, you understand your limits and communicate them clearly, and this isn't selfish at all. It's self-preservation and teaches others how to treat you. So if you know that this weekend you just want to stay indoors, you want nothing to do with the streets, you will communicate that, you know, intention of staying indoors to rest your body clearly. And not just clearly, this is going to be received by the person or the persons you communicate to clearly. And they are going to respect this boundary that you are setting to say, I am not going out. I am staying indoors because I want to rest this beautiful body that works so hard, right? And then what happens also when you cultivate genuine self-respect is that you demand respect without arrogance. You know what you deserve and you don't tolerate consistent disrespect. So this empowers you to walk away from toxic situations or address them constructively. And this is one thing I have learned with people with so much self-respect. To be honest, they do not tolerate toxic environments or situations. If anything, they address toxic situations or they just walk away. Like just walking away, and walking away actually empowers them even more because they know where they stand as an individual. And also another thing that happens when you cultivate self-respect is that you treat others with greater empathy. When you are secure in your own worth, you don't feel threatened by the success or opinions of others. No, you can genuinely celebrate their achievements and empathize with their struggles. So you don't need to diminish them to elevate yourselves. And last but not least, when you cultivate self-respect, you are more authentic. People with self-respect, they are the most authentic because they cannot be fake, to be honest with you. Self-respect allows you to be your true self. And this fosters more genuine connections built on mutual understanding rather than pretense. So if you are authentic, best believe that you will cultivate or you will foster genuine connections, that is, with people who are also authentic and not people who are just pretending, you know, and then there's a connection. No. Rather, a connection that is authentic, you know, mutual understanding. You understand that, okay, Abigail is like this. She likes blue. She doesn't like red. Abigail is like this. Abigail likes her boundaries respected. Abigail saying no means no. Abigail saying yes means yes. So when you cultivate self-respect, you are going to be more authentic with yourself. as well as build authentic connections or have mutual understanding. So cultivating self-respect is an ongoing journey. It involves self-awareness. It involves acknowledging your strengths and your weaknesses. It involves forgiving yourself for mistakes and making choices that align with your values. It means treating your body, your mind, your spirit with care they deserve. So in a nutshell, that is self-respect. And when we talk about, you know, self-respect as the starting point for respecting others, this is what we mean. There is no way you are going to respect the next person if you don't know what respect is in the first place. So you need to understand what you'd like to be done to you and what you don't like to be done to you. So you are just going to reciprocate the same values in terms of, I wouldn't like this to be done to me. I wouldn't want this to be said to me. So automatically you will be aware of knowing how to treat the next person, knowing how to talk to the next person, and so on and so forth. And also you would know that when a person tells you that this is the boundary that I'm setting, I don't want to go out this weekend, because you have self-respect, you also know and you understand that you would want your boundaries respected as well if you told them to the next person. So it will be easy for you to respect that person's boundaries and say, you know what, I understand you. When you want to go out, let me know. If I'll be in the mood, we will go out and have fun. So it is 26 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. We continue. That is, we are with our final discussion when it comes to the importance of the importance of respect in a nutshell. And in our final point of discussion, we are going to talk about, you know, respect as a catalyst for positive change in society. So this is the final point when it comes to the scope of how respect, or a lack thereof, impacts society at large. So we will discuss how respect for diverse perspectives, you know, cultures and backgrounds is essential for fostering inclusivity, empathy, as well as social harmony. So, as I've mentioned, this is our final discussion point. And we will now talk about respect as a catalyst for positive change in society. So when we talk about respect on a societal level, we are looking beyond individual interactions and thinking about how respect, or the lack thereof, shapes our communities, our nations, and even the global stage. You know, think about the opposite, a disrespect. What does it breed in society? Imagine a society without respect. How does it look like in your mind? So a society that has disrespect, it fuels prejudice. It fuels discrimination. It also fuels conflict. When we disrespect different cultures, you know, different religions, different socioeconomic backgrounds, different gender identities, or different political viewpoints, we create division. We build walls instead of bridges. And this disrespect is at the root of so many of the world's most intractable problems. Societal injustice, you know, discrimination based on race, gender, or any other characteristic is a profound act of disrespect because it denies individuals their inherent dignity and equal opportunities, leading to systematic inequalities that harm entire communities. Political polarization. when we talk about political polarization, is when political discourse devolves into personal attacks, such as name calling and a refusal to even listen to opposing viewpoints. You know, all forms of disrespect, it becomes impossible to find common ground or make progress on critical issues. We see this even in democratic processes. And also intergroup conflict, you know, history is replete with examples of how disrespect for different ethnic groups or nationalities has escalated into violence, war, and unimaginable suffering. And also lack of collaboration, you know, in any community or organization, if there isn't respect for different roles, contributions, and ideas, collaboration breaks down. So innovation stagnates and problems go unsolved. So now that is you imagining a society with a disrespect. So these things that I just mentioned now, they are likely to happen or to take place. And that is social injustice, you know, discrimination, because you are black, you are white. Political polarization, you know, not wanting to hear the opposing viewpoints of what is happening on the other side. And also intergroup conflict, and also lack of collaboration, you know, community, organization, not wanting to work together. Innovation becomes stagnant and problems go unsolved. Now, let's imagine a society where respect is truly valued and practiced. You know, this is where respect becomes a powerful catalyst for positive change. So when a society has respect in it, this fosters inclusivity and empathy. So when we genuinely respect diverse perspectives, cultures, and backgrounds, we open ourselves up to understanding. So we move beyond stereotypes and embrace the richness that diversity brings. And this fosters true inclusivity where everyone feels valued and has a voice, leading to more equitable and harmonious societies. When society has respect, this enables constructive dialogue and problem solving. So if people respect each other's right to hold different opinions, even if they disagree vehemently, it creates space for dialogue. So instead of shouting at each other down, people can engage in respectful debate, listen to arguments, and work towards solutions that benefit the greater good. And this is crucial for tackling complex challenges, you know, like poverty, climate change, or public health crisis. And it also builds stronger communities in a sense that respect for our neighbors, for community rules, for public spaces, and for the vulnerable among us builds social cohesion. So it encourages people to look out for one another, volunteer their time, and contribute positively to their collective well-being. And last but not least, when a society has respect, it promotes human rights. So at its core, the concept of human rights is about universal respect for the inherent dignity and worth of every individual. Upholding these rights is a fundamental societal expression of respect. So how can we as individuals and as a community, you know, here in Windhoek as well as across Namibia, contribute to making respect a more powerful catalyst for positive change? Well, we could start with these few daily actions, such as listen actively, you know, truly hear what others are saying, even if you don't agree. Challenge disrespect by all means necessary. Don't let prejudice, bullying, or unfair treatment go unaddressed. You know, speak up, but speak up respectfully. And also educate ourselves. We could learn about different cultures, our different beliefs as well as different experiences to break down stereotypes and also engage respectfully online and offline. You know, be a model of the respectful discourse you wish to see and also vote and advocate. You know, support policies and leaders who champion equality, justice, as well as respectful dialogue. So ultimately, a society built on respect is a society that is more just, more peaceful, more innovative, and more resilient. So it allows us to harness our collective wisdom and strength to create a better future for everyone. And of course, this was our final point of discussion when it comes to today's topic, which is the importance of respect. Yeah. Bringing us to 19 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And of course, from the hour of six, I'll be handing you guys over. That is to Hende on Eagle Spot Zone, who will be with you from the hour of six to the hour of 8 o'clock. And of course, I will now go for a musical break with the sounds of tear gas on this one that is titled Plobo Wami. And of course, this one will be followed by lovely sounds. I will come introduce them. Okay, let's just listen to this one. All right, I'll see you.
Yeah. tipo exige empeluenia ivula dilinhliziyo yami oh manje sengiholwa nguthando oh ngikunika lonke ithemba lami oh akukukungaba
Happy when I win. 사람이 너 맘에 와 지닌가 왜 맘이 상자사 내게
It is now 5 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. The sounds of Ringo Mandlingozi on this one titled Sandela. And before this one, La Sauce came through with a song titled Emafini. And before that, Lira came through with a song titled Pakade, as well as Tiegas with a song titled Mhlobo Wami. And of course, this brings me to the end of the crossover for today. It was a wonderful Sunday afternoon. And of course, it was a great, pleasure being back in your company after a whole week of not being with you guys. And I wish you to have a great and productive week ahead of you. Remember today's discussion, which is, the importance of respect. So let's go out there and show respect, you know, with our people, the people we are in relationships with. And when I talk about relationships, it could be family relationships, it could be work relationships or romantic relationships. You know, let's go out there and show respect in these relationships. Let's also show respect in our online interactions. Maybe you were somehow not friendly in those interactions. Well, now you know that they are not nice. They could be dehumanizing to the next person behind that screen. Let's also show respect in our societies as well as our communities, as it plays a big role in, building a society or a community. And last but not least, let's also not forget to show self-respect, as that's where it all begins. That is where it all starts with or starts from. That is with self-respect. If you don't know how to respect yourself, there is no way you will know how to respect the next person. And of course, from me, Abigail, it is adios. Enjoy the rest of your week ahead. And of course, stay tuned. That is to Eagle Sports Zone with Hende from 6 until the hour of 8 o'clock. Leaving you with the sounds of the OJs on this one that is titled You Got Your Hooks in Me. Bye-bye.
I just can't understand, for the life of me, what I see in you. Yet every time you talk of leaving me, I get so shook up, I don't know what to do. Oh, baby,
I guess you got your hooks in me.
I'm warm like a fish.
And baby, I just can't break free.
You know,
this way is
killing me. I must like it, or I wouldn't be here, baby. Every time I get behind your back.
I tell my friends I'm leaving you. And when you question me about it, baby, I swear what they're saying just ain't true. No, no. Oh, 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 baby,
I guess you've got your hooks in me. And I'm
about to fix y'all.
And baby, I just can't break free.
You know
this thing is killing me, killing me.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.